For reaction to the capture of Radovan Karadzic, we turn to Dayan Anastasivovic, an investigative journalist with the Belgrade newsweekly Vremya and a contributor to Time magazine. Welcome.
Hello.
In the last couple of hours, I know that there's been more detail about Karadzic and where he was before his arrest. Tell us what you've heard.
Well, there was indeed a briefing by the authorities today, and they said that he was in Belgrade, actually, for a while, working as a physician in a private clinic and practicing alternative medicine. Karadzic, by the way, is a psychiatrist by trade. He worked as a psychiatrist in Sarajevo before the war.
He's so recognizable, a long shock of gray hair, big glasses. How did it happen that nobody knew it was him?
Well, first of all, he's not as recognizable. Nobody has seen him for the past 10 years, and he has grown a long white beard, which he didn't have in the 90s. He looks on the photo that the authorities showed a little bit like Dumbledore, the character from Harry Potter movies.
Why did this arrest take so long? It's been 13 years since the indictment, and everybody, and you've written this yourself, said that he was hiding in plain sight. What took so long?
Well, obviously, he had some powerful protection, probably by the government. His arrest came only a week or so after the government of Vojislav Koštunica, the previous prime minister, stepped down. Koštunica was a nationalist. The new government is much more pro-Western, and obviously the old government did protect him, but were unable to do so after he stepped down.
So are there any more details today on how he was picked up?
Well, the authorities gave very, very few details. They said that he was arrested while he was on the move between the two spots, as they said, that the arrest was made by security forces and conducted in such a way to minimize any risk of casualties, and there were none. They also said Karadzic did not resist and that he mostly stayed silent when he was brought to a hearing in Belgrade late last night.
What's the reaction in Belgrade to this arrest?
There is, of course, a lot of there's a media frenzy going on. People are trying to find out more details about Karadzic's life in Belgrade. But political reaction is muted, partly because the parliament is not in session. There's a 2 weeks break was declared yesterday morning before the news of the arrest. There were some mild attempts to protest by the nationalists last night, mostly several dozens of angry young men, but these protests were dispersed by the police without the use of force. So essentially, not really much of a backlash.
Thank you very much. We've been talking to journalist Dayan Anastasijevic in Belgrade about the arrest of Radovan Karadzic, the wartime leader of Bosnian Serbs. A judge in Belgrade has ordered his transfer to the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague, where he faces genocide charges. Karadzic has 3 days to appeal the ruling. His lawyer says he will fight that extradition.